Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and I'm so excited to have you all with us this afternoon, as is today is a special episode. And what we want to do is get our social media followers more involved in our show and more involved in what we're doing. So periodically, we will have a posting on our social media platform that will give people the opportunity to tell us what they're doing. And then from there, there will be a contest based on if people want to hear that topic or if we feel that it's a great topic that we want to share with our audience. Then we'll have that person come on the show and they get their 30 minutes of fame, or as you can call it, your PSA as well. So we're just excited because today is September 2015. And our special guest from social media, but I know her outside of social media. She is a dear friend of mine, a fellow Toastmaster, but most of all, a woman who's on the move. And I'm excited because what she's sharing with us is an event that I've been to numerous times. I've had the opportunity to speak as well. And I think it's so important, especially in our community and what we're doing, as well as well, I won't give any more information because then I don't want to tell all the beans. So I'll let Ms. Direct King, how are you doing today?
Absolutely, doing great.
Well, we're so excited to have Mrs. King on the show. And Mrs. Direct King is the founder of Doing His Will Book Club, which has been in effect for over 10 years. The book club caters to the entire family. All age groups are welcome. The very mission of the book club is to cultivate leaders, knowing that readers are leaders. Book reviews are held monthly. Guest speakers are welcome to educate and empower the group at meetings. DHW Book Club are also involved in different community outreach efforts. So Ms. Direct King is definitely a community leader. She is a woman of faith. She's a business owner. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's a good friend. But most of all, she is on a mission to empower our communities to understand the value of reading. And not just from a perspective that we should read books, but from the perspective of that it is a family process. So tell us, how did you begin your journey? When you were growing up, were you an avid reader?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on, Phil, and I definitely, you know, congratulate you and commend you for what you are doing in the community in reaching out and empowering your audience and beyond. But thank you for the question. You're welcome there. How was it for me growing up? Was I an average reader? Was I someone that really loved to read? And I must say, average. I actually only read as much as was required during my school days. However, as I continued to get older, I found the importance of reading. And that's where my passion began. You know, I think it's something that developed over the years. And when you're not in school, you have to find a way of continuing to educate yourself. And reading have done that for me.
Awesome. So you weren't big on reading. And so what cultivated you, or over time, how did you get to this point and wanting to start this book club?
Great. How did I start this book club? I was actually at a place of employment, and I had some fellow coworkers that wanted to know more about Christ, because of course I am a Christian. And so they would come to me and ask different questions. And I figure, how about we start a book club? And they agreed. So we decided that we were going to choose different books from the Bible and put them into a little container and choose each book each month, read them on our leisure. And then whenever we meet together on our lunch break, then we'll discuss them. And that's how it started. After doing that for a while, I felt the need to go further, to establish a book club. And of course, I brought it to my bishop's attention, Bishop Dr. R.A. Tracy, who gave me his blessing, and I opened it up to the entire community nationwide, whoever would love to become a part. And as a result, we have been going for almost 11 years, like you mentioned earlier, truly making a difference, not only in adults' life, but the entire family.
Wow. Now, why do you think it's so important that we educate our community, especially on reading and making it a family activity?
It is so very important. The very discipline of reading is very rewarding. With the technology and all the different medias that we have going on, I have found that not only teenagers are not apt to read anymore or to literally sit down with a physical book and read, but they're more for, you know, going on to social media, which is not bad, but it's so much more of technology. And so the discipline of sitting down in a quiet place and literally turning pages and reading is quickly vanishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very therapeutic if you're able to do that. And so it's important for all age groups. It becomes a family affair when you can have a toddler to yourself that is engaged in the activity of reading on a daily basis. You know, we're encouraged even in business to read 10 pages per day. And there's a reason for that. We're not saying read an entire book within a day, but read at least 10 pages, which will create that daily discipline and gives you the benefit that the consistency provides. So it's important because it gives you some time to sit alone. It gives you an opportunity to travel to places that you have never been physically, because a book opens up the world to you. So you're mm-hmm. able now, even after not being in school for a while, to continue to be educated or to travel places by learning about different countries. There's just so much that can be accomplished through reading.
And it's so interesting you said that, because as you were speaking, it just dawned on me that actually reading should be is so much more accessible now, because you don't have to go to the library to check out a book. We have Kindle, Amazon Kindle. We have Barnes & Noble's Nook. You're able to download emails. You can go on YouTube. Today, last night, Power Pack Success Coaching Program had the webinar, and one of my colleagues talked about See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. So knowing that it was a quote, didn't realize it was a book. And went on YouTube, put in See You at the Top, thinking I would get a quote or thinking I would get some kind of motivational talk that somebody elaborated on. It was an actual book. So on YouTube, there's audiobooks. And so there's so many different methods and opportunities for people to get books to don't have the excuse, oh, I couldn't go to the library or the library was closed, all those different things. It's so accessible. It's electronic. It's either free or a very small, minimal fee. Now, when we talk about reading, I have been blessed. And you know, mm-hmm. and you know how I feel. Every time that I came to the book club, I was like, oh, I have to drive all the way from the east side of town all the way to the west side of town. But every time, never failed. I was always moved, motivated, empowered, or enlightened, or had an awakening experience. I mean, I left change every time that I've come to the book club. Now, talk about how do you pick the books? What kind of advice would you give to parents in having some kind of activity at home? And why is it the books that you pick generally? That's the first question I wanted you to talk about. The books that you pick, what is the process in you picking those books? Because like I said, every time I've come, mm-hmm. you've given me a rhema word, never failed, hands down.
Well, I am just so grateful that you have been blessed. And that's the whole aim, to make sure that when we do gather, that we all leave empowered so we can actually go out there and make a difference through the information that we'll learn. The process of choosing the books have been where I would prayerfully actually go to God and just seek His guidance. We read a lot of motivational book and personal development book, but all of which have been scripturally based, basically. Mm-hmm. And we have read books like, for example, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, Your Best mm-hmm. Life Now by Joel Osteen. We're presently mm-hmm. reading Instinct by T.D. Jakes, which mm-hmm. everyone can benefit from based on the principles that he shares. But I would prayerfully go and see God. I've gotten individuals who have made suggestions of books, and I would try to read them first and just sense the direction that he's taking us in general, and go ahead and assign those books accordingly. So again, it could be from recommendation. It could be that I have glanced at a book at a bookstore or simply see it mentioned or heard it mentioned elsewhere and looked into it and then, you know, prayerfully assign it. What I have been doing recently, however, is allowing the book club members to participate in the process, because I have obviously recognized that they're coming across books too, and they're getting mm-hmm. recommendations also, and I want them to be a part of the whole endeavor. So I have asked for them to bring in their suggestions, and they have. We have actually put them into containers, just like how we started with the Bible. And as a matter of fact, Instinct that we're reading currently was recommended by a book club member. So I am just so excited about that. And it just allows togetherness. It shows that, you know, no man is an island. We're all mm-hmm. a part of the whole involvement, of the choosing of the books, to the discussion, to helping in the different age group, wherever service may be needed. So we all feel a part of the whole mission, and that's the importance. We have had, actually, in our teenage group, we've had teenagers that recommend books. And that's beautiful because they, too, can say, hey, I have read this book on my own. It has benefited me, and I think it will do good for the group. And we take their suggestion, and we read the books, and it did just that. It benefited the group. So we definitely go about choosing the books different ways, but I am looking forward to getting more involvement from the book club members in suggesting of books.
Awesome. Now, the other question is, tell us, what have you been gaining so far from Instinct? I think, you know, we would love to hear what intrigues or what insights or what experience have people been getting from reading this book that you're currently reading?
Thank you so much for that question, and it is so relevant. In our everyday life, we're hoping that we're making decisions that will not take us a couple of steps backward, but actually progress us into the future that we want to endeavor. And Instinct have been shedding a light on a whole lot of things. One area in particular, author T.D. Jakes, he was talking about, how does one know what their passion is? How does one know what their purpose is? And for years, to be frank, I have often said, hey, guess what? What is it that you love? What is it that you would do if you're woken 12 o'clock in the night? You're woken out of your sleep and you would get up doing it without being compensated for it. Could that be your passion? What is it that you so enjoy doing that even if you're not being paid, you would still do it? I think that could be your passion. However, in reading of a couple of pages in Instinct recently, T.D. Jakes shed another light on knowing one's passion. He said, what is it that you hate? What is it that stirs you up? What is it that when you see it happening, you know that if you had any way of fixing that situation, you would get involved and you would make a difference? Could that be your passion? And I was blown away because it is indeed fact. For example, if you notice injustice taking place in the world and that arouses anger in you in a good way, you want to see justice. You're going to get involved either in being an attorney, serving in some areas of the law, try to bring forth different petitions to make sure that people's rights are being taken care of, because it angers you when that is not done. How about if you are a lover of animals and you notice animals are being abused? You are going to be a part of that vision and that mission to ensure that animals are taken care of. How about kids getting an education? And you find that if, for example, you were not properly educated as a child, you're going to somewhat want to be able to go in the industry where you can be a teacher or volunteer in helping. So the question is, what is it that makes you upset? What is it that when it happens, you just can't, just hoping you'll have an opportunity to make a difference in that area? That could be your very purpose. That could be the very crusade that you need to be on. And that could be the very way in which you can truly make an impact and make a difference in the world. So it's not only resolved to something that you love. Of course, people's purpose is demonstrated in that area, because if you love to do it, you're going to do it. But the thing that you don't like to see happening, getting involved in that area could also create great results and as a result make a difference. So, you know, I've gotten that insight from the book so far, and I have been blessed.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now let's talk about give a strategy, give a plan of how a family can start a reading book club in their own home.
Okay, great. Now, families varies, but let's look at a typical family with a husband and a wife and children, whether it be toddlers
Before we get there, I want to rewind, and I say this because I love the church and I love the community, but they always forget about the single people. So let's start with the single people. I'll talk about family. Not everyone has a family, so let's rewind.
Yeah, let's cover
and
everyone.
Let's cover everyone. As they say back in the day, well, not back in the days, but in certain circles, from the womb to the tomb. So take us through the life cycle process, and then we'll get to the family.
There you go. We want to make sure that the whole family is catered
to. Everybody's reading, yes. No matter if you got a family or not, everybody's reading something.
Absolutely. And not just Facebook and not just Inquire and not just reading all this other stuff that's not going to intrigue them or give some kind of intellectual stimulation. So I digress on that note.
Absolutely. I'm happy you brought that up. And it's interesting to see that the book club started prior to my marriage. Mm. I often make fun and say my husband, who have always been my friend, mm-hmm. when the book club started, he would come out to the book reviews, and he wasn't an average reader. He just didn't like reading at all. Not that he thought it was a bad thing, but, you know, I mean, he just wasn't indulging in reading as a teenager that was. But he would club, and as a friend, he would support me in my endeavor. I now later days joke about it and said he had a motive. You know, he was just trying to support me because, you know, he was looking forward to marrying me. But guess what happened? But guess what happened? Even though single then, I found reading to be a companion. Again, mm-hmm. you get to travel. You get to learn. A lot of times when people are single, if they don't have an activity to engage in, then they tend to feel not whole, not complete, because they have a lot of time on their hand, no kids to take care of, no husband.
Wait. Hold on. We want to stop there, too. Just because we're single and don't have family doesn't mean we have a lot of time on our hands. We're just as active and as productive and as busy.
You are correct. You are correct. Probably I was referring to myself, right?
Okay. No. If I know you now, I can only assume back then you were just as busy. So, all
yes,
right, I'll let you come finish on.
Right. You know, I was. However, there were other areas in my life that I found vacancy that could have been occupied with other activities, and I found reading to fill that gap. It gave me an opportunity to go places that financially I would not have afforded to go, and to learn things that I wasn't able to pay for an education to learn. So again, it helps a single person to really broaden their horizon in different aspects, and actually prepares them and empower them even the more, so whenever they do start a family or a relationship, they have so much to offer as a result of years of empowering themselves through reading. So, you know, for a single person, I would think it's a great discipline. It's a beautiful habit to have. And overall, it would be a great investment in themselves, because mm-hmm. they now would be empowering themselves, you know, to contribute greater to now when they have a spouse or a family. Now, when you move from being single, transitioning into having a family, and you start having a spouse and children, the unit. I recall over the summer, in my family in particular, my son had a goal to read 79 books. Now he's only 7 years of age.
Wow.
And
he is so smart.
Thank
and
you.
So, oh my goodness, he is definitely a joy to be around.
Thank you. And I'll definitely make sure he knows that you said that. He would appreciate
it. Yes, tell him I say hello as well.
I will. Elijah, he had that goal, which was so impressive. And as a matter of fact, when he first mentioned it, we were like, well, you don't really have to do 79. But he was determined. Mm. He got involved in reading at the library, which, you know, during the summer they have a reading program. Mm-hmm. And they reward the kids once they go back and state what they have read. They would give them rewards, etc. But he set such a goal that impressed me and my husband, and we encouraged him. Mm. We also had goals in our business. So that was mm-hmm. his personal goal to read. We had goals of quotas we wanted to meet, etc., in our business. And he joined in. So that's another thing to get family involvement. Because a lot of times when you're in a family, the spouse, the husband and wife, they will have goals as to what they want to accomplish. And the kids tend to be just laid back, not involved. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. over the summer, when we put our goals up on the wall and we asked Elijah to involve, he chose reading to be what he wants to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And 79 books at that. So we went to the library, mm-hmm. of course. And usually I don't allow him to pick out his books. I would work with him in doing that because I just wanted to ensure that I know what he's reading.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, after picking out his books for a while, I figured he was at a place that he could pick out his own books.
Mm-hmm.
And I allowed him to pick out his books, and he did. And mm-hmm. he did a great selection. But what I have found is that the fact that he gets to pick out the books was a motivating factor because he mm-hmm. wanted to read them. You know, it wasn't just mommy picking them out for him.
he saw them, he wanted to read them, and that encouraged him to read more. He actually met the goal, and we were able to reward him accordingly. But I'm just saying.
Now, you got
to
tell us what you rewarded him with. A 7-year-old to 71 to 79 books. We can't get adults to read one book.
You know, we did. I believe we had taken him to Chick-fil-A, which is one of his favorite fast food rest, where he wanted to go. I purchased him 2 pairs of sneakers, you know, which usually he probably would have gotten eventually, but he got them early. You know, so little things that I knew would have been of importance. He loved Captain Crunch, you know, and oftentimes.
They still make that?
They do.
What?
Yes. So, you know, usually he would have Cheerios, but we made sure that we rewarded him with things that we know he truly loves, and it encourages him. Now, he is one of my biggest supporters, in addition to my husband. Of course, you and other individuals that have always been there supporting the book club throughout the years. But it's so rewarding to know, Viola, that when a book club date comes up, he is tracking it down to the very Saturday. He loves to go out with his grandma, but when it's a book review date, he wants her to return him on time to me so he can actually make it to the book review. And that is very, very encouraging for a 7-year-old child to want to be involved in reading. And it really does start, like you made mention, from the womb. And I did that, actually. You know, when I was pregnant with Elijah, the book club was in effect for, I would say, 3 years. And I recall going to a book review. And while there, 10 minutes into the starting time, no one was there. And I was like, wow, what's going on? There are individuals that call saying that they're going to be on their way, et cetera, and no one is here yet. And I was sitting there, and I said, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do what I usually would have done and start the book review. And then I sat and said, well, let me wait for someone. And it's like I audibly heard, you already have someone here. And I'm looking around. Did someone came in the room and I wasn't aware? You know what I mean? Are you serious? So eventually, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, there's a child in your womb. There's a child in your womb. And, of course, I started to read to my son, Elijah. And that's how the children book review actually started. The Lord would lay on my heart that we need to cater for children because reading is important from the womb all the way till when you're in the tomb. Because even after you pass, someone should be reading about you as a result of impact that you make, you know, on society. So it's important to have the entire family reading, and it's very beneficial because not only do you read on your own leisure when you're home, but you can look forward to going to the book review together. You don't have to find a babysitter to leave the kids. The whole family can come out and be a part of this.
So when is the next book club? How can they find more information about you and follow you on social media?
Absolutely. Our next book review is scheduled to be in the month of November. We're actually in preparation to do a 10-year celebration because we just hit 10 years in April. So we're
congratulations.
Thank you. So we want to try to do something nice, and we're thinking about having it in November, date to be followed, to be determined. But that's what we're planning, to have a nice 10-year celebration in November. My contact number, 754-245-4574, or I can be contacted via email at and our website is being rebuilt, so it's not up as yet, but when it is, it's going to be doinghiswillbookclub.com.
Awesome. Are you any on the social media platforms?
We are in the process of setting up a LinkedIn page and getting a Facebook page, but we want to get the website up and going first.
Okay.
So we're working on that, and then we're going to be launching off into going into some more social media, which I know you're going to be able to help us great with that. So thanks in advance.
No problem. Well, I guess I have no choice, but I know. I'm just kidding. I say every time that I've gone, and, you know, to be as transparent, I huff and puff. I'm like, God, I really don't want to go. I'm tired. It's Saturday afternoon. And because at that time, I was having my etiquette school class.
Okay.
So my etiquette school program was going on from, you know, I would go to church Saturday morning for prayer from 8 to 9. Then from 9 to 11, I would get ready for my etiquette school from 12 to 2, sometimes 3 o'clock. Sometimes I had to take the kids home and their parents come pick them up or their parents weren't available. And so I'd be so drained and I'd be want to go, you know, I would like to go home and just relax. And then God be like, oh, no, the book club is today. and I'll drag, but when I get there, I leave so empowered. And I mean, even from Dr. Miles Monroe book that we read, I forgot what it was called, Something Potential, correct?
Releasing Your Potential.
Yes, yes, yes. That, till this day, that resonates with my spirit, what we read on that. So it has been an awesome experience. So anyone in the South Florida area, you definitely need to come out and check out Doing His Will Book Club with Mrs. Direct Keene and the rest of the family and all those who come out once a month. It's an awesome time to have a family event, to read, but most of all, just to be around people who are like-minded, wanting to empower their minds. And something, if it was a party or if it was just some gathering, but it's an opportunity to really come together, read a book that not only the adults are having, but even the kids. And then they will come and share with us what they've learned in their reading session. So this is definitely an event you do not want to miss. Reach out to Ms. Direct Keene. Continue to follow them when they get their social media and their website together. Definitely check them out. Let them know that you support them. Let them know you would like more information about this. But before we end the show, what is the best advice you would say about someone who does not like to read but should start reading? What is the best advice you would give someone to pick up a book more often?
What the best advice that I would give is, imagine yourself the best you. I recall one day sitting in my car and I turned to my sister and I said, I want to be the best Dorette I can be. And in order for that to be accomplished, if we keep doing what we have always done, we're going to continue to be who we are. And so if you want to be the best you, then there's certain steps and there's certain things that you would have to do. And I have found reading to be an avenue through which you can have great self-improvement. Again, you can travel places you would not have been able to afford. You can become educated on things that you would not have been able to pay a tuition for. So just imagine yourself the best you and consider reading as an activity or an avenue through which you can accomplish that. And that will motivate you.
And as you say, readers are leaders. So thank you once again, Mrs. Direct Keene, for being on Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola Delica. I am your host. I tell you guys, have a wonderful weekend. I'm also excited because this weekend, I am going away in order to work on the ebook that Power Pack Success Coaching Program is working on to help people start their businesses. So I will definitely have a book that I'll be working on this weekend. So I'm really, really excited. So it worked out very well, Mrs. Keene, to have you on the show because now I'm empowered and motivated. I got to get this book, ebook done so we can definitely have people read our book as well. So everyone, please enjoy. It looks pretty okay out there, South Florida, so it's not too hot. We don't know about the rain this weekend, but definitely enjoy. Make sure you read a book this weekend. And if you don't like to read, I challenge you before this month is over, put a plan in place to at least try to read a book a month. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.